coming up on episode number 483. It is a cover story night, and tonight we're dealing with another duo, much like the White Stripes. This time it's the Pet Shop Boys, a band that's been around for quite some time, since the 80s. Neil Tennant and his keyboardist Chris Lowe just did some amazing dance pop, electronic pop, and we're going to hear some of their covers as well as covers of their music coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's July 10th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville, where we take an artist and we delve into different interpretations of that artist's work, either by covers performed by them or covers of their own music done in a different style or under a different light. Tonight, it is Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe, better known as the Pet Shop Boys, a band that's been around since 1981, although they really didn't hit it big in the U.S. until 1984, when West End Girls became a big hit, and opportunities followed. And at that point, they seemed to churn out albums that each generated one or two hits on each one. And they're still going. They're still doing great. They've contributed to other artists, some New Order side projects, and just an amazing band as far as their longevity, as far as their consistency and longevity, and easily one of my favorite bands that appeared in the 80s, just from that easily accessibility. Their music was really easy to listen to. So we're going to go ahead and listen to some covers of Pet Shop Boys music, but I'm going to bookend them with covers by the Pet Shop Boys. They've done a ton of covers. They did a Can't Take My Eyes Off You cover, Where the Streets Have No Name, some other things that I've played in the past, a Blur cover of Girls and Boys. But I'm going to start off with a lesser-known cover. This was a demo that they did for Heaven 2008. It just came out this year, and it's a cover of a Madness song called My Girl. Here's the Pet Shop Boys.
Mad at me. Been on
A band from Bournemouth, England, that is Skitanja, or Skitanja, S-K-I-T-A-N-J-A, from a collection called 1987. Not really an album, but a collection of songs that were available online for a little bit. They might still be available online. I'll look in my show log to see if I can still provide a link to where you can download all those. It was a collection of songs, obviously, that were covers of songs from 1987. There was some great stuff in there, too. So hopefully it's still available. Skitanja, or Skitanja, with their cover of the Pet Shop Boys' Shopping. And then we started off with the Pet Shop Boys themselves from a demo for Heaven, 2008. It was a cover of Madness's My Girl. A lot of people didn't know that Neil Tennant, before working as a musician in the Pet Shop Boys, he was an editor at Marvel Comics, and then he was a journalist for Smash Hits magazine, another one of those pop stars that actually started out as music journalists. There are quite a few of those out there. Coverville is sponsored tonight by Audible.com. No review tonight, no recommendation. Just going to tell you about the availability of their 50,000 books, 50,000 audiobooks, magazines, periodicals that you can check out for free by getting a free Coverville membership. No obligation, just try it out, see what you think. You're already listening to podcasts, so you're 90% of the way there. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville, or just click on the banner or the links on the Coverville.com page, and it'll take you to a website where you can sign up for a membership to Audible. Try out their books, download one, see what you think. You got your choice tens of thousands of books to try out and see what you think. If you like the service, stay with them. Otherwise, you can discontinue at any time. And once you download a prize, it's yours to keep. What game show was that? I can't remember what that was. Once you have a prize, it's yours to keep. Anyway, once you download a book, it is yours to keep, even if you discontinue the service. And their formats are compatible with everything that you would want to listen to. MP3, a CD burning format, tons of different formats you can download, and I just can't think of them right now. But check them out, audible.com. Visit them through the Coverville link. Okay, let's get to a tribute band. Not really a tribute band, because they don't try to sound exactly like the Pet Shop Boys, but they do strictly covers of Pet Shop Boys music. I did an album review for these guys earlier this year for an album that came out in 2006 called Goes Pet Shopping. It is the appropriately named West End Girls. They came out with an all Pet Shop Boys cover album, and it was something more than just Pet Shop Boys songs with female vocals. There was a change in style, a little bit more of a hard edge, or a little bit more of a baby doll voice when the song called for it. I really enjoyed this album, and if you enjoy the Pet Shop Boys, it's one I would definitely recommend to you. Here's a song that I talked about in my review. It's a cover of one of the more laid-back Pet Shop Boys songs entitled Being Boring. We'll be right back.
This is the podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
I'm Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Man. I hope I will enjoy my show.
This is Coverville.
where strangers roam the streets in search of anyone who'll take them home. I lie awake, the clock strikes three, and anyone who wanted could contact me. In dead of night, till break of day, endless thoughts and questions keep me awake. It's much too late. Where have you been? Who have you seen? You didn't phone when you said you would. Do you lie? Do you try to keep in touch? You know you could. I tried to see your point of view, but could not hear or speak for jealousy. I've never known time pass so slow. I wish I'd never met you.
Pet Shop Boys, Jealousy, beautifully interpreted by a band called Dubstar, which formed in Newcastle, England in 1992. Vocalist there, Sarah Blackwood. It just does an amazing job as far as bringing out the emotion in that song. Now, Neil Tennant, I think, also did a great job in that song. It was one of those songs with his vocals where he was able to do a little bit of acting as well as the singing, because it really does... It really does carry through that feeling of loneliness and, well, jealousy, as the song title implies. And just an amazing job there, both by Sarah Blackwood in the cover there and by Neil Tennant in the original. That is Dubstar from a compilation called Come Again, Essential Interpretations, which came out in 1997. Before that, a band that almost sounds like a Pet Shop Boys album, Certainly Sir, from an EP, a 7-inch, called My Thing for You. And it's What Have I Done to Deserve This? Now, the original, of course, was a duet featuring the vocals of, yes, Dusty Springfield, who has made quite a few appearances on Coverville recently, even so far as the last show, doing an original that was popularized by the White Stripes. And then we start off that set with Being Boring by a group called the West End Girls from a 2006 album called Goes Pet Shopping, which in and of itself is a tribute to the music of the Pet Shop Boys. No word if they're still together, if they're going to release a second album, but that is a great album to pick up, if even for the casual Pet Shop Boys fan. All right, Coverville 500 coming up, you know, because I've told you about it on every single episode of Coverville. But something that I've only mentioned a couple times in recent shows is a special offer that I'm doing right now. For those of you who may have missed out on some of those early episodes of Coverville, or maybe you just don't want to have to store them on your computer if you're a fan and collect episodes of the show, if you make a donation using the PayPal link on the Coverville.com page, a donation of $30 or more, you will get a 2 or 3 DVD set of the first 500 episodes of Coverville. I'll even put those together for you in MP3 format for the last 200 episodes, 300 through 500. I have both available in AAC and MP3 format. Well, at least through episode 483. I haven't done 484 through 500 yet, but we will... We'll be finishing those up over the next month as we get ready for the big 500 concert in Las Vegas. Details about all that stuff are available on Coverville.com. At least details about the concert are available on Coverville.com. Getting back to the music, I'm going to play something that is not a cover. In lyrics, not really a cover of a specific Pet Shop Boys song, although it borrows elements heavily from the Pet Shop Boys' breakthrough hit West End Girls, and it's a cover by one of my favorite bands of last year and this year, the second most popular folk duo in New Zealand. I'm talking about Brett and Jermaine from the Flight of the Conchords. Just an amazing, and if you're a fan of Jonathan Colton and that style of music, even They Might Be Giants, things like that, nerd rock, nerdcore, I believe the kids are calling it these days, you have to listen to Flight of the Conchords, or at least look for some of their videos on YouTube. Catch their season, their next season of their series on HBO when it comes out, eventually when it comes out. I've been waiting anxiously for that one. Anyway, here's a song from their only album entitled Flight of the Conchords. Came out this year, a must to pick up. And again, it's not really a cover in song or lyric, but it is a cover of the Pet Shop Boys in style. Here's the Flight of the Conchords with Inner City Pressure.
City life, inner city pressure, the concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding, living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own, your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did, you walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint, and your favorite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair, so you just stand there. You just stand there. Pressure. Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan, starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Lennon's on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
Inner city pressure. Inner city pressure.
Prostitute, just to pay for your lessons, you're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
Pressure.
Oh,
a song that sort of closed out the Pet Shop Boys' 1993 album, Very. That is a cover of a song by the Village People, and it, you know, as a tribute to, or as a testament, I'm sorry, as to how well Pet Shop Boys made that song their own. I can honestly say it wasn't until a couple of years ago, that I realized that that was a cover. Go West, originally by the Village People, came out on their 1979 album, Go West, then covered by the Pet Shop Boys for their 1993 album, Very. And when I say it sort of closed out the album, Very, it was one of those songs that had a hidden bonus track afterwards. So if you let it go all 7 minutes or 6 minutes past the past Go West, then you hear sort of a reprise of an earlier song on the album, if I remember correctly. Anyway, Go West by the Pet Shop Boys. Before that, a style cover of the Pet Shop Boys by Flight of the Conchords from their self-titled debut from this year called Inner City Pressure. And with that, we are going to bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, get something in for that all-request show coming up on Sunday, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums, both of which you'll find at coverville.com. Like I said, coming up next week, we've got the all-request show on Sunday. We've got probably another all-request show on Tuesday, unless I come up with something that I want to do. And what else do we have? We've got Harry Chapin's, the anniversary of his death coming up on Thursday, so we'll do a Harry Chapin cover story. Rolling Stones cover story coming up soon. Grateful Dead, Kate Bush, a lot of stuff coming up in the next few weeks. Got an idea for a good show? Well, send it to me at coverville.com. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com.